Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Wendy Gillespie.
And I'm Janelle Davis. You found another obscure composer, haven't you, Wendy?
Yes, I have. This is a guy who's not even in Oxford Music Online, as far as I can tell. So that brands him very obscure indeed in my book. I've been listening to a 2012 Musica Poca recording of religious music of Thomas Milans e Godoyol, who is referred to in the CD booklet simply as Milans. It is performed by La Chantia, directed by Pere Luis Biosca. First of all, I must apologize in advance to speakers of Catalan. The Catalan word, chante, spelled X-A-N-T-R-E, used to refer to singers in the chapel, though today it indicates the clergyman who directs the chant of the cathedral choir. Putting aside the spelling, hearing the word chante might bring to mind the French word for a singer, chanteur, and with good reason.
So Catalonia is pretty close to France geographically in the northeastern part of what is now Spain, is that right?
Yes, indeed. It all sounds so simple until you consider that Catalonia, though it's part of Spain, has the official status of a nationality. It has a very complicated history, but suffice it to say that during our composer's lifetime, which was the late 17th and early 18th century, Catalonia pretty well lost its autonomy in the War of Spanish Succession. But it is still, to many of its own citizens, a completely separate entity from Spain.
So what do we know about Milans?
Well, his father sent him to study in Barcelona, and he became a choir boy at two cathedrals and at one of the most prestigious chapels in Barcelona. The War of the Spanish Succession that I'd mentioned caused significant upheaval in that chapel, and Milans found himself transferred to the cathedral in Girona, where he remained until his retirement in 1735, and where a certain amount of his music still resides.
Barcelona was an important center for music, and among the many things that wars do, they help spread culture.
Exactly so, Janelle. And that same war resulted in the introduction of the most modern music influences of the time to Barcelona, including Johann Joseph Fuchs and Antonio Caldara, for instance. Listeners who are familiar with some of their works will be intrigued to compare them to what they hear on this CD. So let's get to the music. It is all religious, but not all liturgical. Some of the texts are in Latin and some Spanish. Listen, for example, to some of a Magnificat.
Interesting. It sounds like a wire-strung harp accompanying the singers.
Well spotted, Janelle. The piece is written for eight voices, and the liner note tells us that there is a 13-note ostinato bass underneath it all.
Thank you.
How about a bit of Spanish language music? This is a villancico, which is a popular musical and poetic form from the late 15th to the 18th centuries, though nowadays in Spanish it is simply taken to mean a Christmas carol.
Well, that rhythm is unmistakably Spanish, isn't it?
Indeed. This piece on the recording lasts about 9.5 minutes, and in fact, from what the notes tell us, it leaves out a whole bunch of verses, so it's actually a very long piece.
Wow.
But that's all we have time for this time. If you'd like to know more about this recording, you can visit our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org.
While you're there, you can browse our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis.
And I'm Wendy Gillespie. Thanks for listening.